Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
710 WOR.
Good morning, everyone. At 8:54 on a Wednesday, it doesn't look terrible out, but it's certainly going to be cooler and there's going to be some rain in the area later. I'm still fascinated by this audio deal because to me, it's as clear as a bell.
Yeah, Laurel. Laurel.
It's Laurel. And we had people call up, and half the people who called Natalie said it's Yanni. People can't decide if this is Yanni or Laurel, depending on how you hear stuff. Is that crazy? I hear it clear as bell. Now, what do you still hear? What do you hear, Natalie? Because this morning you were hearing Yanni.
Now I'm hearing Laurel.
Right, because it must have to do with the audio system it's playing on, no?
Maybe, because now I have headphones on before I didn't. Right. But it's switched like three times on me now.
Yeah, they were saying, well, that doctor, they interviewed, say your brain switches things around. I'm just amazed that half the people, when they hear that, who called us on the radio, said they thought it was Yanni. All right, well, you mentioned
Yanni.
Hey, Yanni over there. Yanni Riedel, you mentioned mentioned Roseanne Barr. Now, why would they take the politics out of the show? That doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it doesn't make any sense because people love Roseanne because she's pro-Trump, and there are a lot of, a lot of pro-Trump sentiments in the TV series Roseanne, and she's very popular. The series is very popular with Trump voters out there in the states that most Hollywood executives have never set foot in, but apparently they're having the upfronts in New York now, and ABC Entertainment president Channing Dungey has put the kibosh on Roseanne remaining political in the second season. He said that the show was going to lean away from politics next season. He told reporters at a conference call this week. And upon learning the news, Matt Drudge, Mr. Conservative, tweeted, "Corporate cannibals stripping Roseanne of her fun." So it's unclear why he's doing this, but I guess their research shows maybe the show is turning off all those Hillary lovers out there.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the show's done great with the ratings, and wouldn't
and the jokes have been funny that we've played here on
the show. Yeah, they've been clever. It's been well done, and you know, it's easy to take a shot at ABC here and say, "Oh, those liberal network people didn't like it," but doesn't make sense. Hey, they'll sell their network people sell their mother down the road for ratings. So
if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That would be my attitude.
So that does surprise.
And by the way, I would think Roseanne, who is the star of the show, the driving force of the show, she would have a lot to say in what the jokes are like. So she may put her foot down.
And she's very pro-Trump.
Absolutely.
So that's a bit of a surprise. This isn't a surprise. Spike Lee was over at the Cannes Film Festival. He's got this movie, Black Klansman, and they spell the middle. They run the words together, Black and Klansman, so it's KKK in the middle. Mm. Anyway, he gets up for a news conference and proceeds to be as foul as possible. We don't even have the audio. I'm surprised. I would have thought that would have gone.
Foul about what?
He kept saying mother effer, talking about the president.
Oh, God. Typical.
He's going after him for not denouncing the white nationalists at Charlottesville.
What's this movie about?
I don't know.
I think it...
Director claims the film is on the right side of history, and he denounces the president. Obviously, it's about racism.
It's about Charlottesville, isn't it?
Is it all about Charlottesville? I don't know.
Well, I'm not going to
see
it.
No,
I'm not going to see it.
No, this is... it was set in the 70s.
Ah, okay.
Let's see. This is described as a major comeback for Spike Lee. Variety called the film as much a compelling black empowerment story as it is an electrifying commentary on the problems of African-American representation across more than a century of cinema.
Well, I love She's Gotta Have It, but I'm not going to go see this movie. I'm going to watch Roseanne instead. So keep those Trump jokes and the Trump pro-sentiment in Roseanne.
Since you asked, Black Klansman is based on the true story of black police detective Ron Stallworth, who infiltrated the KKK in the 70s. That's
what it is. Well, probably is a good movie, but I didn't like what Spike has to say about the president.
Well, it's so gratuitous to say, you can chastise someone without having to use that language.
You know, Len, when critics go to see a Broadway show, if they really love it, they'll often report that people enjoyed themselves so much they were dancing in the aisles.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out at the Harry Potter Theater, the Lyric Theater on 43rd Street, they're not dancing in the aisles. They're tripping in the aisles, including a bunch of drama critics. When the critics were there to review the show, they were tripping in the aisles because apparently the way they're configured, the stairs are very shallow and the aisles are narrow. And John Simon, famous drama critic for New York Magazine for years, he's 93 years old. He fell. He tripped in the aisle during a preview of the show. He broke three ribs.
Oh, boy.
Went to the hospital. I'm happy to report he's an old friend of mine. Yeah. He's home now getting physical therapy. He wasn't the only critic who fell down. Wall Street Journal critic Terry Teachout, he tweeted that he fell ass over tea kettle at Harry Potter. He tripped in the aisle, too. And the Daily News guy who wrote the story, he tripped in the aisles at Harry
Potter. And they spent a fortune to redo this theater.
Absolutely. Uh-oh. Now they're going to spend a fortune on lawsuits if they're not careful.